performance indicators that may or may not be part of the company's incentive compensation plan. And the advocacy staff witness advocates removal of certain indicators and mentions that he thinks they have been removed and are not part of the incentive plan, but is awaiting confirmation from the company. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I am not, but I could make a few comments around the KPIs.
Do you have the testimony in front of you of advocacy staff? Exhibit...
I have in front of me my testimony as well as the information request that...
Okay, so you have McGarry, the Mike McGarry testimony?
Yes.
If you look on page 39 and 40...
Okay, which number? I'm sorry.
Page 39 and 40 of Exhibit 23.
Now I'm looking at the, you'll just have to help guide me. I'm looking at the information request numbers.
Oh, I don't have that.
Okay. Mr.
Loftus, can you be of any assistance?
Yes, I think if I might respectfully suggest if Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco maybe could just read the question at issue, then I believe Ms. Reed will be able to confirm that particular statement in Mr. McGarry's testimony?
The question that Mr. McGarry says he's awaiting confirmation of was a confirmation that emissions-related goals have been removed from the company's incentive comp plans and no emissions-related incentives are allocated or directly charged to North Dakota ratepayers.
Yes, and that is a true statement.
Okay, that's the only question I have. Thank you.
Questions from the commission. Follow up, Mr. Loftus.
I have none, Your Honor.
Mr. Grumman.
No, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Ms. Reed.
Thank you.
Mr. Loftus.
Your Honor, the company has no further witnesses to call at this time, I should say.
Mr. Grumman, let me ask you, please, what will be advocacy staff's presentation?
Yes, and Chief, will consist of testimony from Mike Diller. I think we can be pretty efficient.
I'm really not asking for you to rush through it, though.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I would like to advocate to keep going, is what I'm getting at. So, if that's what you're asking.
Don't you eat?
Well... The only problem that I'm trying to adjust, I'm anticipating the testimony of Mr. Gaupi, and he is not going to be available until about 1:30. So I'm willing to keep going, and we could recess until sometime after 1:30 if that's the general consensus. On the other hand, I'm really not willing to work through the noon hour, through the lunch hour either on a long day. So my point is whether it's well to recess now and come back at 1 o'clock.
My vote is to keep going, but I certainly defer to anyone else what their opinion is.
My only comment is I do have a flight later in the afternoon. I don't think we're going to run into that time period, but getting more done now as opposed to backloading it at the end of the 1:30 session would be better for me. But.
Well, we're going to wait anyway for Mr. Gaupi.
Right, we're coming back. So.
Let's be in recess until 1 o'clock.
Well, I don't think we're going to run into that. But if we can get stuff done between 1 and 1:30, then it doesn't matter.
Now departing.
Then, or I just don't want it deferred until after.
If we could go right at 1,
I think we'll be fine.
I can
be done. I think so, too. I bet it's a 20-minute gig.
I mean, 20 minutes. If only for the title, actually. give one to each of the commissioners.
Right. So, I mean, we're good at it, too.
Which, yeah.
Thank you.
I think as long as we're done by 2:30, I'm fine. Oh, thank you. Well, this will give Mike a chance to review this. Too, so.
You could go on and on and on and on and on.
Oh, well.
Just when you're quick drone to San Francisco.